はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようヤウンデ。
夏子です。
ヨシです。
Peter here, as always brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. 夏子さん、
Yes.
More introductionsIntroductions, introductions, and more introductions. Season 2, it seems to be all about introductions.
Introductions.
Yoshi-san, can you give us the word for introduction?
紹介.
And how about self-introduction?
自己紹介.
Okay, why did we introduce these two words today? Because today, we're going to have a little of the first and a little of the latter. Yoshi-san will introduce his friend to Natsuko, then...The friend will proceed to introduce himself, and Natsuko-san will introduce herself. Okay? Now, the setting for this is Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san are friends. So pay attention. The conversation will start out with informal Japanese, as they are on intimate terms, close friends. Pay attention to the politeness shift, and that's what we want to point out today. Okay? So please listen to today's conversation.When you're done, stop by JapanesePod11.com. Again, inside the PDF, inside the Learning Center. So much to bring everything together. With that said, here we go.
Natsuko, 今日元気?
まあまあ、よしは?
普通。こちらはタケです。中学校の友達。
あ、はじめまして、夏子です。よろしくお願いします。
はじめまして、高見沢です。よろしくお願いします。
One more time, slowly please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
夏子、今日元気?
まあまあ、よしは?
普通。こちらは竹です。中学校の友達。
あ、はじめまして。夏子です。よろしくお願いします。
はじめまして。高見沢です。よろしくお願いします。
This time, I'll give you the English, and Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese.
Natsuko, 今日元気?
Natsuko, how are you today?
まあまあ。
Not bad.
Yoshi は?
And you, Yoshi?
普通。
Same old, same old.
こちらは Take です。
This is Take.
中学校の友達。
A friend from middle school.
あ、はじめまして。
How do you do?
夏子です。
I'm Natsuko.
よろしくお願いします。
Please be kind to me.
はじめまして。
How do you do? Nice to meet you.
高見沢です。
I'm Takamizawa.
よろしくお願いします。
Please be kind to me. So Natsuko-san, pretty straightforward here, right?
Yes.
Very typical conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're going to do first is give you the vocabulary, kind of the new vocabulary, plus go over some of the vocabulary we previously covered. Now, last week's lesson on self-introductions, plus season one, the original lesson on self-introduction. Although, I don't know if you want to go hear that audio. Scary. Okay, so Natsuko-san, can you give us the first word today?
まあまあ.
Not bad. So-so.
まあ、まあ、あ。まあまあ。
Then Yoshi, how are you doing today?
普通。
Ordinary. Usual.
普通。普通。
Now we should note here, that when you respond to the question, 元気 or 元気ですか? With this phrase, 普通。Natsuko-san, is there something we should be aware of?
It's more like as usual.
Yeah.
Ordinary life.
Yeah. Now, the meaningless word is what we gave you. Usual. Ordinary. So, if we were to translate Yoshi's answer, how are you? Usual. Literally. But again, we interpret. Same as always. The usual. Nothing new. And, this answer is not a standard answer, is it?
I think it's not in the textbook.
Not in the textbook.
But you use it.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yoshi-san, what situations would you use it in?
Between your friends?
Yeah, among friends. Would you use it in a formal situation?
Not really.
And this is what we want to point out. This conversation is among friends. To start with, close friends. Okay, next we have.
こちら
This direction.
こちらこちら
Now, when referring to people, you tend to use this word, this direction, because it's vague. You don't want to directly refer to them, so you use this vague way, this direction, to refer to them. Now, this isn't always the case. There are cases in Japanese when you'll use other words, more specific, more direct words, when referring to someone. These cases would include, Natsuko-san?
Well, maybe among very close friends or in a very casual situation.
Yeah, Yoshi-san, any other cases?
Like when you're referring to your family, like your kids.
Or sometimes your wife.
But in both cases, in these cases, it's a very close, intimate relationship.
Yes, so you usually don't use that.
Yeah. Next we have.
中学校
Middle school, junior high school.
中学校 中学校
And finally we have.
友達
Friend.
友達友達
Okay, now let's take a look at the conversation. The conversation starts with Yoshi-san greeting Natsuko. Now remember, they're close friends. So you'll notice there's no suffix at the end of the name. Yoshi-san?
Natsuko, 今日元気?
Literally, Natsuko, her name, followed by?
今日
Today?
元気?
Vigorous? But that's the literal translation. Natsuko, today, vigorous? But again, we have to interpret here. So, genki can be interpreted as good or fine, well. So, Natsuko, today, well? And let's interpret this further into Natsuko, today, are you well? And we can interpret further, Natsuko, today, how are you? How are you today, Natsuko? Is what we would finally wind up in English. How are you today, Natsuko?
Mama.
So-so, straightforward, same as it would be in English, so-so.
Yoshi wa?
Yoshi, and you? Here it's just Yoshi followed by the topic particle.
Wa.
So, Yoshi is the literal translation. But again, we have to interpret here. What comes after? What is interpreted there?
Yoshi wa genki?
Yoshi, well? And again, we establish that this can be interpreted as, how are you? Again, from the well with intonation. Yoshi, and you? Let's interpret. And you, Yoshi?
普通
Usual, ordinary. But again, we established that here we interpret. Same old, as usual. Nothing new.
こちらはタケです。
Now, he turns and introduces his friend. This direction, Take is. This direction is Take. Again, literally, when we interpret, this is Take. Followed by
中学校の友達
Middle school's friend. Junior high school's friend. Literally. Now we interpret a friend from junior high school. Again, we start from the back. Let's just take a quick look at the sentence to show how it makes more sense. What do we have first, Yoshi-san?
中学校
Middle school, junior high school. Followed by?
No.
Possessive particle no. So we have actually, literally, junior high school's
友達
Friend. Junior high school's friend. Now just start from the back. Friend of junior high school. We can also interpret it as. So this again is referring to the previous sentence, Take, and explaining who he is. So this is Take, a friend from junior high school. And then we have the introductions. Let's just run through them quick.
はじめまして。Natsuko です。よろしくお願いします。
How do you do? I am Natsuko. Please be kind to me. And again, you can interpret this よろしくお願いします as nice to meet you too. Now, Natsuko-san, give us I am Natsuko one more time.
Natsuko desu.
Anybody notice anything out there? A light should go on. Natsuko-san, what's your first name?
Natsuko.
What's your last name?
Kawamoto.
Now, in Japanese, if it was a formal situation or even if it's a casual situation, it may be more natural to start off by saying your last name.
Yes.
But here you gave us the first name,
mm-hmm.
which kind of establishes that you kind of know something about this person, Take,
mm-hmm.
or your name has come up in some kind of discussion.
Yes.
There's some shared knowledge.
Yes.
But if this wasn't the case, how would you introduce yourself?
はじめまして、川本です。よろしくお願いします。
Nice to meet you. I am Kawamoto. Please be kind to me. Okay? So this is one aspect we'd like you to pay attention to. And then finally, Take introduces himself. Okay, so now, let's try a drill. Yoshi-san, can you introduce me to Natsuko-san?
こちらはピーターです。
Then I would proceed to introduce myself. はじめまして、ピーターです。 よろしくお願いします。 Okay? Now, let's try this. A lot of people have asked. They want to talk back to the podcast.
Yes.
So what we want you to do is introduce one of your friends. Pick anybody. Okay? Right now, we're going to give you a few seconds. Introduce that person to us. And then, Yoshi and Natsuko will introduce themselves to your friend. What do you think, Natsuko-san? Is this going to work?
なるほど.
All right, so here it is. You get your 3 seconds. Just here's a little refresher. All you have to do is take your friend's name and put it in, substitute it for the name in the phrase, こちらは name です. Okay? Here you go.
はじめまして、川本です。よろしくお願いします。はじめまして、よしです。よろしくお願いします。Okay,
now, as always, we love feedback about the podcast. So, please let us know if you like this. In the future, we can give you more, or we can give you bonus tracks. We can do a lot with this. Let us know if you want to speak back to this podcast, and we'll do our best to answer. All right, that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。